If you've heard anything about Rakhine State in western Myanmar, it's probably that it's the home of the ethnic Rohingya, or it used to be. Myanmar's military has waged a brutal campaign to purge Rohingya Muslims from their homeland. The UN has called it ethnic cleansing. There's also a rebel uprising in the same area. So why are Myanmar officials now telling the world that Rakhine is an investor's dream? The world's Patrick Nguyen takes a look.
Do you have millions of dollars? Are you looking to invest somewhere unique? Well, the political leader of Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi, she says, look no further than Rakhine State.
Brimming with opportunities and warm and friendly people, all eager to be part of the development adventure.
It's an area about the size of Switzerland, only it's by the sea, pretty humid with lots of jungle, and the power is always going out. But Aung San Suu Kyi says, don't worry, it's still a good place to build resorts or factories. She said this in a speech to investors from China and South Korea and Japan all over. And she focused on Rakhine's pristine beaches and its ancient temples, built more than 5 centuries ago by the locals, Buddhists who call themselves the Arakan people.
This little-known religious complex of astounding beauty is a gem that has yet to be revealed to the world.
Yet, anyone who Googles Rakhine will see she's glossing over huge problems. Problems she alludes to only briefly by blaming outsiders.
The international community's attention has been focused narrowly on negative aspects related to problems in North Rakhine.
North Rakhine, that is the home of the Rohingya, one of the most persecuted groups in the world. And negative aspects refers to soldiers brutally driving them from their villages into Bangladesh, the country next door. Back to the speech.
Rather than on the panoramic picture that shows the immense potential of this state for peace and prosperity.
This is a recent firefight, the government versus an insurgent group called the Arakan Army. This violence, that's on top of the Rohingya crisis. Remember those temples Suu Kyi mentioned, the Gem of Rakhine? The rebels say it was our ancestors who built them, and now we're going to revive our greatness by kicking out the, quote, fascist government and their business cronies. Here's their 40-year-old commander, Tuan Ratnang, in a rebel propaganda video.
The land of Arakan is ours, our ancestral land, and we must get this back into the hand of our people.
They're actually pretty good at social media. These rebels have been bombing bridges, killing police, taking hostages. They've got about 7,000 fighters, men and women.
We are coming to take our country back.
If you want to know where that anger comes from, consider that in Rakhine, the average person makes just $500 a year. That's worse than North Korea. And yet, right off the coast, corporations from China and South Korea, plus Chevron, they are working with Aung San Suu Kyi's government to pump out billions of dollars worth of natural gas.
The local people regard offshore gas as a curse rather than the blessing.
Vicky Bowman is a former British ambassador to Myanmar. Now she runs an organization called the Center for Responsible Business, based in Yangon, the country's largest city.
The revenues from natural gas are going direct to the capital, and although some is trickling back, it's not sufficiently visible to the Rakhine peoples.
It's the kind of story you've heard before. Loads of wealth pulled out of the ground, and yet in the villages, the rebel commander says, you will see serious poverty.
Hungry children begging for the food, knocking your door, wet in the rain.
Now, it's even worse for the Rohingya. UN officials have used the word genocide to describe what has happened to them. So what kind of foreign investor would wade into this complex mess?
The people who are looking at investing in Rakhine are doing it because there are particular assets in Rakhine, whether it's those tourism beaches, whether it's the offshore gas, which are location-specific. If they want to be investing in gas in Myanmar, that's the place to be.
China is building a big port there and gas pipelines as part of their Belt and Road infrastructure spree. Now, I should mention, the beach resort area is like 200 miles away from the rebel zone. It is safe. But those amazing temples that Aung San Suu Kyi is promoting to tourists, well, if you go there right now, right by the ruins, people are taking refuge from army strikes against the rebels. By the way, this is from a video posted by a local youth group. Bowman, the former ambassador, she says it would really be a shame if Rakhine is just written off as a total no-go zone. The government isn't wrong, she says. People there do need jobs, badly, and foreign investment can help if it's not exploiting people. But if you do go near rebel turf to build a hotel or a factory, don't be shocked if guys with guns show up demanding a piece of the action.
So an investor going in there that was not willing to pay such demands is going to have a hard time. And that's why, generally, those investors will stay out.
For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.